This is the ColoradoHockey.com podcast, and today we are trying something brand new. We've actually tried this a couple times, but we decided it didn't work the first few times, so tonight we're just going to roll with it. And basically what we're doing is a podcast while the game is on. Currently, we are at intermission about halfway through the first, and here's what I've seen so far. So, Bear's in net, and that was kind of obvious. We saw that coming. No picks up here. Bear's the backup, and he's been playing as good, if not better, than Vardy, so I think it's a good time for him to get a start. With no Gormley on the ice, that can only mean one thing. Nate Ginnon is in the lineup. We'll see how that plays out. We've got the 9 line going strong. Started off with a lot of energy. The whole team has a lot of good energy tonight, and I think that it's going to be a good thing, but we'll see how that turns out. Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto, Como. Como is having a good game too. He looks inspired, and he should be. He's had like 5 points in the last 3 games or something like that, which is pretty good for a guy who plays where he does in our lineup. Of note, Tyson Barrie looks to be having a good game so far too. He's getting shots on net and he's leaning into it. He's putting some effort into it. I think that he really wants to break out again. I think he's as frustrated as anybody is with his play, and if he could bring up that offensive side, we'd be in good shape. Iggy's out there thugging around. He's already tried to have a fight with somebody, and you know, that's cool. Iggy on, Iggy. And my favorite moment of the game so far, or not my really my favorite, but the most notable one, is that Matt Duchene basically had to remove a stick from his cup, put there by one of the Devils players. Ouch, that sucks. Cup checks, lose. And we find ourselves in a commercial break right after Blake Como goes to hit a guy and the guy turns right into the boards. Of course, it's a penalty. How can you not call that? But this is getting frustrating. I'm getting tired of players turning into the boards like that. They're responsible for the guy who's hitting them for them not getting hurt. And they need to play a little bit smarter hockey, in my opinion. I know it's not always something they can do, but too often I think it is something they can do. And I think some of them are just drawing that penalty. They sure lay on the ice for a while until suddenly they're up and ready to start the next shift. And after one period, we're at 0-0, which is good, because that's like a 40-minute hockey game now, and we don't always play 60 minutes. We got 20 for free right there, so Bear is doing his job for sure. Some of the other players need to step it up, but nobody's really being that bad at all. I'm pretty impressed with everyone on the ice. Maybe not as much with Grigo. Griggs is doing some good, doing some bad, and his own zone is getting way too tricky. He's trying to do things he shouldn't do. He should just get it out of the damn zone. That's what he should do. He tried a back pass to EJ that failed horribly because EJ had no idea and EJ was gassed. These are things you need to know, and these are things that he's going to have to learn if he wants to stay on the Avalanche team. But what Griggs is doing that is positive is a lot of effort. And again, EJ is out there with him doing it too. They're both killing penalties. They're both diving for the puck. They're both hustling to get where they need to be. They're not leaving anything on the ice other than a whole bunch of sweat and all of their energy. And speaking of big dudes, Martinson, minus the mustache, is playing way better, actually. He's finishing his checks, he's out there being a physical force, and maybe what he's realizing is what got him here is his overall play and not just his fancy play, not just his scoring touch or things like that. A lot of guys come here and they think that their skill is going to win everybody over, but at the end of the day, I think it's really more about coming with a complete game and maybe even stepping down how awesome you think you are to fit into a team and then let the rest of it bubble to the top. And last thought, in between periods, so I saw a stat during the game that said that we are 6th in the league when it comes to scoring. And that makes me think, if we're 6th in the league on goals for, then why the hell aren't we winning games? And I think that everybody knows what the answer is right now. We can either put it all together on defense or on offense, but we're not getting it from the goaltender, and that's where it all has to end. If we can get 2 out of 3, we win most games. Right now we're getting 1 out of 3, and we're struggling to win games. Okay, so that's it for the first period. Second period coming up, and here's my prediction. Johnny Darko's going to put one in the net because he is my Avs Twitter psychic pick. And he's coming back off of a rest, and he seems to do well when he does that. So I'm guessing he puts one in the net, and then I'm guessing the other one comes from the 9 line. Probably Duchene off of some craziness and magic from Mac. All right, there it is. We'll see you next period. And there it is, my friends, a goal by Matt Duchene. Did I call it or did I call it? Now, I know it wasn't in order. Johnny Darko didn't get the goal right away, but Matt Duchene got the goal, and that's good enough for me. 1-0, 37 minutes to go. We got this. Holy hell, all hell just broke out in the first 7 minutes of the second period. There was 2 goals. Matt Duchene with the first, but then Tyson Barrie comes down the ice off of a great pass from somebody and snipes it, big time snipes it. Then all of a sudden, there's a lot of good effort going on, and then EJ's in a fight. EJ's fighting Jordan Tootoo. God, I hate that guy. Jordan Tootoo can suck my... Never mind. Anyways, Jordan Tootoo was getting beat up a little bit, and then all of a sudden he pinned EJ against the boards and started punching him in the head a whole bunch of times, and now EJ's gone to the locker room on the ref's discretion. I can only believe they're going to see if he has a concussion, and who knows? If he does, that would be a really, really stupid thing for him to have done, but currently, I like the energy, I like the effort, and I like the toughness. McLeod was there making sure that his presence is known, and I hope that later McLeod finds Tootoo and beats the hell out of him. All right, and less dramatic news. Actually, not even less dramatic. It's still awesome. Retro Barra managed to get himself an assist, and this guy is coming out and challenging every shot right now. He's playing like he wants the damn job, and you know what? It's never been closer for him. I hope he plays amazing hockey. It's just like Apple, Motorola, and everybody else who makes a smartphone. The competition makes everyone better. We want to see him have a great game. We want to see Barra come back, have great games. I want us to have a real problem with deciding who to put in net because they're all playing so awesome. But right now, all credit, all kudos, go to Mr. Barra. And like most teams, New Jersey is taken to getting dirty when the game gets a little bit out of hand. Now, the Avs don't really have this one in hand, but they are ahead a couple goals and they're just playing that much better hockey. So what happens? Some cheap shots. Como got pulled on his ass once when somebody grabbed his skates with a stick. No penalty there. But then Como saw somebody take a run at Barry and Como went all Mike Tyson on him. Punched him a couple times, took him down, punched him a couple more times, got up, said mean things. I love this guy. He just went up in my book by 10% respect points. And you know what? That means a lot. But in other news, I still haven't seen EJ. Now, I do expect that 2-2 is going to come out of the box here really, really soon. So I think McLeod's probably going to want to go and have a little chat with him, see how he's doing, see if there's any room for his knuckles inside of his mouth, something like that. And I really hope that's the case because 2-2 knew what was going on there, but maybe the credit goes to him on that for knowing who he's standing with. Maybe EJ shouldn't get in those fights, and I love the way he's trying to be tough, like I said, but let's just keep it real, bro. Last thought before this commercial ends, Jack Skilly, the Skilly Wabbit, is playing some really good hockey, and man do I appreciate this guy. Every single night with the effort, every single night with the smart play. Really like his game, and I want him to continue being himself. All hell's breaking loose, but it's an awesome thing because the Avs are there as a team. If one guy's getting hit, the other guy's there to grab another guy and hit him or to get the other guy off of him. It's all good right now. I didn't notice in the last scrum, but Nathan MacKinnon was the first guy in there and he took 2 minutes for taking the guy down by the head, but I'm all for it. We killed that penalty and then now we have our own power play coming up because Jordan Tutu's an idiot. Oh look, a little tweet from AJ saying I should give Como some love. If only he knew. Let it be known that I've invited him to do this particular podcast during the game with me twice and he's very busy. This is a strange game all the way around, but that's the third broken stick, twice on the power play, twice from the same side of the blue line, once by EJ and once by Iggy. The blade goes flying on each one and the puck goes the other direction. Also of note, Duchene is putting the puck on net. He did try to pass it across the crease once and it didn't work, and 3 seconds later he got the same play handed to him and he did the smart thing. He went for the shot, then he went for the rebound, and then all hell broke loose yet again. And that's the end of the second period, so the Avs are looking really, really good. This is exciting. I know everybody's waiting to see what happens in the third. Do the Avs freak out? Do we find a way to lose? Do we do some stupid shit? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, that's kind of the intrigue. I'm thinking no, though. I'm thinking, like I predicted in the podcast just before this one that went out today, that the Avs are going to win because I have some sort of math in my head that I don't understand. Basically, though, I think it goes like this. They didn't play really good the last game, so they're going to have a good game tonight. Maybe they'll have another good one after that, but then they're going to do some silly stuff and... Regardless, I'm staying positive on this. My glass is half full, and it's half full of 2 goals right now. You know how many the other team has? 0. This is awesome. I really love this, and I think it might be time to heckle AJ a little bit.
This call is being recorded.
AJ, what's up?
What's up, Cam? How's it going, man?
Not too bad. So I'm trying this podcast in between periods, and I kind of had to goat you into it, but I'm not above it. It's cool.
Yeah, I'm down.
Cool. So let me hear it, man. I'm watching Rycroft right now, and he's basically saying what I've been saying in every podcast we ever do. Duchene goes down that side, goes backhand, tries to flip it under the stick, but this time he didn't, and he was looking awesome, right?
He looks great. Little, just the tiniest of variations in his play have been so, so good for him. They've opened it up for him like crazy. It's been awesome.
And isn't that the key to a great player is the way you respond? I mean, Waugh had horrible games, but that was kind of his thing, was he always came back the next game better than ever. He made the effort in practice. He worked on the same move like 500 times in that practice. I just feel like that's what Duchene's doing to it. He's about as legit as it comes to being like that. Just he responds well when he's not playing well. He had a horrible start. Now he's awesome. I'm all for it.
Yeah, no, I mean, he looks great. Practice-wise, you know, he's been one of the last guys off the ice the last several practices that they've had in Denver. So it's exciting, man. He's exactly who I thought he was coming into the season, honestly. He's an elite offensive talent.
I forget which side of the fence you were on a while back, but are you thinking we should keep him at this point? Or have you always thought that, I guess?
Oh, I've always thought that. The idea of trading him was always idiotic, in my opinion.
I think we've shut that down now, right? I don't think they're going to trade him at this point. At least I hope not.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's no reason to. Why would you?
Right. So, okay. Here's what I'm doing, though. I'm just like rolling with stuff. I'm not like really doing any editing or anything. Pretty much everything we've said will be in this podcast. And then it's going to go live right after the game. So give me a breakdown of the first two periods so far, because it's been nutty.
I mean, the first period was about as boring a period of hockey as you possibly get, except for what they have going on in Florida with St. Louis right now. 10 minutes with one shot on goal. That's awful. Anyway, yeah, first period was pretty boring, pretty ho-hum. Second period, I mean, that's a fun period of hockey. You got teams that don't like each other getting after you. You got fights. You got big hits. You got some cool goals. I mean, that pass from Jack Skilly to Tyson Barrie was money. That was hot. I was all about that. It was a great pass, man. A saucer pass like that gets a guy right in stride.
And then he takes it home too, right?
I mean, then he just flat beat Schneider, and that's great. I mean, same thing with Duchesne when he went glove side. He just outskated everybody, got through, and then he just beat Schneider on the glove, you know? Poor Corey gave himself a little bit of hope that he'd stopped it, but he didn't get enough of it. Sucker!
Man, I hope we keep this up. That's 40 minutes, right? It's a 20-minute game now. All we have to do is not get scored on, basically, but I hope we don't play that way. I hope we can just go for it.
Yeah, I mean, Reto's been great tonight. He's stepped up. He's made a couple of really, really good saves in really tough spots. So that save he made on Zajac at the end of the second was just awesome. So that should be a goal, like the vast majority of the time. So yeah, you know, just play good solid hockey. I hope they don't play 20 minutes of sit back and let's, you know, try and block shots and keep everything to the outside, blah, 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 like they always do. It'd be nice for them to keep playing up-tempo, to keep trying to counterattack and see, you know, if they can get a third goal, a fourth goal, a fifth goal. You know, no reason to decide that, you know, two goals is enough. You know, no reason to pack that shit up and call it a day. You know, give Reto the opportunity to give up a goal or two and still be comfortably in the lead. No need for nonsense tonight. Just keep scoring, and it's an inferior team they're playing against, and do work.
And finally, they're playing like that. You know, usually they play to the ability of the other team, it seems like. But tonight, it's all good, man. I mean, it's kind of pinch yourself hockey right now.
Yeah. It's been a little bit surprising. I'm definitely surprised that on the second night of a back-to-back, although no travel was involved, so it's not so bad. Second night of a back-to-back, they put in the 40 minutes that they have. The big test will be here, you know, here in the third period, if they can hang on, and when those legs start to get heavy, if they're able to do their thing, because that's gonna be the big, you know, that's gonna be the scary part.
Right, the make or break right there. So
yeah.
I don't think that there's really so much a goalie controversy anymore as a goalie opportunity. And man, would I love to see anyone step up and take it right now. Because we have three goalies who can, right? But which one of them is just going to take their opportunity and run with it? Because I think Waugh has basically put up, you know, the sign that says goalie wanted for the rest of the year as a starter. And I'm not sure it's Barley anymore. I mean, maybe he gets a chance back, but say Barrett wins this game and then he wins the next game. I don't think he's taking him out just because Barley's rested at that point.
You know, I think no matter what happens the rest of tonight, I expect Varlamov to play against the Rangers.
Do you? I love it when Thursday. We disagree, because that gives us something to settle later. So
yeah. Okay. I think Waugh's trying to prove a point, and I think he's trying to prove a point not just to the media like me, who keeps trying to drum up a goalie controversy, but also to Varley and to Berra, to say, you know, this is still our guy. You know, we need more from him. He hasn't played very well, but we're going to turn to him. We're going to go to him. And I think he goes back to, no matter what happens tonight, you know, I think Roberto Berra could he could have a 35 save third period, and I still think they're going to go with Varley on Thursday. And I would. Right, that's your horse. I mean, you go to him.
Such good points, man. It almost pisses me off. Not in a pissed off way, but like, in a like, God damn it, you guys make me think too hard. I was talking to Andy, and she was talking about the player safety. I called him the comedy troupe, and she kind of set me straight on some things. And I'm telling you, man, you guys make some good points.
The DOPS is awful. I can't stand the Department of Player Safety. They don't know what they're doing. I think they're a joke.
It's just so inconsistent, right?
And that's my issue with it. I mean, I fully expect Como to get a phone call for his boarding in the first period. just because that's how it's been this year. A guy, guy that plays for the Avalanche is just going to get that call, whereas somebody else is not. You know, I'm not huge into the conspiracy theories or that they're out to get the Avalanche, but if we find out post game that Como's being looked at for supplementary discipline, I will not be surprised.
Right, I'm going to call bullshit on that if that happens. I hope it doesn't, man. That's not worth it. That one, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so the period's about over. One more question. And then if you want to join me after the game to get one more in before this goes live, awesome. If not, you've redeemed yourself a little bit. But the EJ fight, man, was that a good move by him or no?
I'm not a huge fan of it. I didn't see what started it, so I don't totally know. But generally, I'm not a big fan of trades of useless bottom six shitty players for your top defensemen, especially when you're talking. I mean, I'm mostly worried about EJ's hands. You know, him. I don't want him to hurt his hand, you know, breaking a tutu. So
why don't we worry about Iggy that way, though? Why is that different?
I do personally. I worry about it. Yeah. But I mean, his fight the other day was just so damn entertaining that it was just like, well, it was stupid. I'm not a huge fan of it. I wish it didn't happen, but at least it was fun to watch.
I don't know. You could say that they're bringing some energy to the game, but there was already energy too. I don't know. I'm a fan of it so long as he's not hurt. If he got hurt, then I'm calling that the stupidest thing he's done all season.
Yeah, I mean, he looks fine to me, but, you know, I guess we'll find out later.
All right, man, I think the period's about to start. Oh, I love AJ and the BSN crew. They're always putting up with my crazy ideas and giving me an effort. Dig it. And just like that, we've got a one-goal game. Off of a face-off, it went back to the defenseman. Barrett was cheating a little bit to the left. The shot went to the right, and it went in the net. So that's one goal. Barrett's still playing a really awesome game. He's let in one goal. It's still on the Avalanche to score goals, not stop playing the way they've been playing, and make sure that we win this game on effort and not luck. You know, one of the more underrated things about Cody McLeod's game, and some of you are going to be like, what the hell are you talking about? But honestly, his control and his discipline are actually right at the top as far as skills of an enforcer. He goes out there and he does a lot of mean things and he gets in a lot of fights. Doesn't always win them, but anyways, the point I'm making is that he knows when to hold up. He knows when to put a shoulder on someone, but not to run at him. He knows when to not take a penalty, and for the most part, he does that as well as anyone on the team. So kudos to Cody McLeod, who is also putting the puck in the net too. So maybe we're not going to be able to hate on McLeod anymore. Maybe he's actually just a really legit player. Okay, the play is getting a little bit crazy right now, and the Devils are coming on. Clearly the coach for the Devils went in the locker room and said, hey, these guys might be owning you right now, but they're known for giving it up in the third period, so go out there and give them hell. We can get back in this game. We can even win it. I'm guessing on the other side of it, Wall was like, guys, we got to play 60 minutes. We can't be doing this. You cannot give this up in the third period. So let's see who wins out. Let's see which coach had the better speech in the locker room, or at least in my fantasy version of what happens in a locker room. You know, more and more I see this flip pass come into play, where people are taking it from about the blue line, flipping into the air, somewhere around the other blue line, and the other players know exactly what's going on. This is a legit pass, and this game is going aerial. It's really cool to see these guys so talented that they don't even have to keep it on the ice anymore. These guys can just put it over people's heads, it lands on the ice in a way that the other player can grab it. These guys are batting it out of midair. It's really a pretty cool time to be watching hockey right now, so long as you're into skill. So Barra may have let a goal in, but I tell you what, he's keeping us in the game right now. It's not that we're not trying, but New Jersey is bringing it. There's guys tumbling everywhere, and the puck is flying in the Avalanche goal. It's a good thing Barra's there, and it's a good thing he's big. So it's commercial break, and there's like 6.5 minutes left in the game, and I have to admit, the Avs look a little bit tired at this point. I didn't think that a back-and-back would really affect this team. I mean, we're young, strong, we're fast. Maybe we'd slow down a little bit, but not be slower than the other team because we're fast. And that's not the case right now at all. The Avs are absolutely getting to the puck a little bit later than the Devils are right now, and we'll see what happens. 5 minutes left in the game, Barrett grabs the puck, and we get a whistle. And I guarantee you that the Avs are going to get outworked again, and we have to do everything we can to not take a penalty unless the guy's right in front of the net, wide open net, ready to shoot, then sure, whack his head off. But we cannot take a penalty right now, or we're going to get killed. 4 minutes left in the game, and New Jersey hasn't even pulled their goalie. Whatever. Old schoolers. 1 minute left in the game, and Schneider can't get out. It takes him all the way down to about 40 seconds to actually get off the ice. Why? Because the Avs were playing some good hockey. But here's the thing. When Waugh gets his goalie out early, we don't have that problem. Even if it takes 30 seconds to get the goalie out, we still have time to do something. But now, New Jersey has 42.2 seconds to do something with their extra man on the ice. Time wasted, in my opinion. I think other coaches specifically don't do what Waugh does because he's Waugh and they don't like him. And the Avs get a much needed win with a much needed effort from the whole team, but in particular, Reto Berra. This is awesomeness. If I had to pick three stars for this game, I'm thinking number one, Berra, just because he played a good enough game for us to do our thing on the offense. Number two, Matt Duchene, because he's playing Matt Duchene hockey. He could have been number one, actually. I don't know. And number three, I'm going to go with Jack Skilly, because he doesn't get enough love. He is playing really good hockey, really consistent hockey. He's like the foundation for us to build something on. If that's not good, we're not good. And that's good right now. All right, let's see what AJ thought of this game.
What's up?
How's it going, man? What do you think of that?
You know, I'd prefer for them to play a little more aggressive in the third period, but the last 90 seconds was fantastic.
Right?
I mean, they just kept Corey Schneider in that net. They just kept him in there and kept him in there. And New Jersey wasn't going to pull him. And the Avs were like, all right, cool. We're just gonna fuck around in the neutral zone all day long. This is great. Let's do this.
I was giving them shit about that, actually. I was saying, I mean, what rookies? They're not pulling him with 4 minutes left in the game. But then it got to one, and we gave them some pressure, and they lost so much time. So they had 45 seconds with an extra guy. I think Wah's on to something, man. I think these guys are just trying not to be Wah.
Yeah, man. I'm excited. Awesome. That was really encouraging. A lot of that was encouraging tonight. That they can win a game in that style was sweet.
So you're a dude who spends time in the press box, and I hear sometimes those guys get a pick the three stars of the game. So do that for me tonight. Three stars of the game.
Berra number one, Berry number two, Duchene number three.
I was close. I had Berra, and then I had Duchene, and then I had Skilly, because the guy is just solid every single night. I love that guy.
Yeah, if I could go four and five, I'd go Como and then probably Skilly.
True, Como really impressed tonight, and he needed to. I mean, I knew he kind of had that game in him, but I think tonight was a really good example of what Como can bring to the team and to a game.
Absolutely. Loved what Como did tonight. He was great. He was physical. He was a different sneaker. You know, did it and got up and down the ice. Got New Jersey a little bit off their game. You know, it was fun.
Yeah, it was nice. He's like a downy without all that crazy in there.
Yeah. Yikes.
Something like that. Maybe that was a stretch. All right, man. I'll let you get on with it. Thanks for doing this tonight, and stay awesome.
Yeah, man.
All right. See ya.
GG.
And there it is, the first ever in-game podcast from Colorado Hockey. We've tried three times, but this is the first one going live, and we like it. We hope you like it too. Be sure to check out our sponsor, www.avsfam.com, avsfam.com, for the coolest hockey shirts you can find online. Also, check out the show notes for anything else you might have missed. Stay awesome.